All right. Hey, you guys have met Bandit. This is our other dog, Ranahan. All right. And hey, today we're going to talk a little bit about how do you determine value? All right. So that's my question for you. How do you determine value? I got some people setting some things up over here as we go. That's cool. You guys can listen. You can watch there. You can watch here. I'm good with that. But I want to ask you, which dog is worth more? All right. I mean, just think about it. And I'm not going to ask necessarily for response, but which dog is worth more? Let me tell you a little bit about each dog. Bandit is 9 years old. As you know, he's missing an eye. You also may or may not know that Bandit has a limp, actually right down here by Andy. I'm sorry. Okay. And he has a limp. And so we give him medication for that limp because he has one of these legs that hurt him. Yep, right there. And one of his legs hurt him, and so Bandit is getting a little bit slower, right? Okay, here's something about Ranahan. Oh, did I tell you Bandit was 9? Ranahan, right here. Come here, pup. All right, he's not even a year old yet. As far as I know, he has nothing wrong with him. All right? Bandit's trained. Ranahan, well, he's learning, okay? Which dog has more value and more purpose? I got Bandit free. I had to pay over $300 for Ranahan, and he came from the state of Oklahoma. Okay? So, how do you determine value? Hey, how do we determine value with a person? I mean, we look at people, and we kind of put this value on different people all the time, don't we? How do you determine value? If a person is good-looking, do they have better value than someone who's not good-looking in your eyes? Hey, if a person has money, does that make them more valuable? If that person is cool and they can do anything they want with sports, and I mean they are just something else, does that make them more valuable? How does God determine value? You guys, you may be surprised, but I'll tell you, right now, if I go to work, this is the dog I'm taking with me. When I walk in and I got to get those animals moved, this is the dog I'm taking with me because I can trust him. Bandit has proven himself over and over and over again to be that dog. I want to tell you guys, God determines worth like this. He looks at you. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he sees his son, Jesus. Because when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God lives within you. How much are you worth to God? Well, let's see. He gave his one and only son so that you can have eternal life. God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. I want to tell you guys, I like you. I have 3 kids. I wouldn't give one of them for you. Not a chance. But God had one son, and he let him die. Now, some of you guys are smart, and you're sitting here thinking, and you're going, yeah, I know, but God knew that Jesus was going to raise from the dead. It wasn't that big of a deal. Think about this. God the Father and God the Son had never been separated, ever. And when Jesus died on the cross, he took all of your sins, he took all of my sin, and that sin separated him from a holy God. And you know what happened in that moment? God the Father had to turn his back on God the Son. Jesus said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? You guys, it hurt God to bring you in as an adopted child. I want you to know that you have great value in God's eyes. Here's the other thing I brought the dogs for. These dogs were created for a purpose. These are dogs that are made for working. All right? Do you know that you were created for a purpose too? According to Ephesians chapter 2, it says that you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he planned ahead of time for you to do. How do you do those good works? How do you know what you're created for? Do you know exactly what you're created for? You know what? We've heard from some of your counselors. Here's the big thing. Trusting God, isn't it? It's huge. You know what? Let's see if these dogs trust me, because I want to tell you, it's like this. How do you become a follower of Jesus Christ? By trusting God one step at a time. Bandit, come here. Bandit up. Come, Bandit. He says, I like it on the stage better. Come on, up. Up. Come on, Bandit, up. Here's what I'm looking for. I'm asking for a try. There you go. All right. Hey, in your relationship with God, does God expect you to have it completely down the first time? Does he expect for him to ask you to do something and you automatically know how to do it? No. This is what God's asking you to do. Okay, Bandit, oh. He's asking you to try. Hey, Ranahan, let's try this. I've never done this with him before. Ranahan, up, up. Give me a try, pup. Give me a try. I want you to trust me. Ready? He says, we'll go in circles. Up. Good boy. That was a good try right there. Hey, that was a good step. He put his paws up on it. That was good. You guys, God does not expect you, when he says, go tell somebody about Jesus Christ, to be able to know how to evangelize the first time. He's asking you to step up. He's asking you to give it a try. Ranahan, come here. We aren't done yet, pup. Right here. Up. Good boy. Come on. Yeah. Good boy. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. A little closer, wasn't he? He got 3 feet up. Here we go. One more. He's going to follow me in circles and I'll get dizzy. Good. There it is. Good for you. Good job. Hey, it takes time and it takes practice to do the things that God created you to do. All right? Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Trust God. And do the small things. You want to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Let's see how he does with this move. And he says, this is different. I think there's an exit around here somewhere. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Yes. Okay. Here we go. We're working on trust. All right. Psalms chapter 37. Andy, we're going to try not to run you over on this, okay? I'm going to slide this right to you. Psalms 37 says this. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. You guys, you may not know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, but you can do this. You can trust in the Lord and do good. Do the things that he says in his word to do. Ranahan, come. See? Oh, he's smart. He's trying to cheat. And Andy says, not happening. But then he pets him. I tell ya. Reward him. Here we go. Come on. Now, you and I do the exact same thing all the time. You guys over there see what he did? He came. He did what he was supposed to. But he tried to figure out how to do it his own way. But that wasn't what I was asking him, was it? I was asking him to go over the top. So I think Ranahan might need some help. Bandit, come. Bandit. Come on. Yeah, he'll come. As soon as he can figure out where I'm at, because the microphone changes things up. Good boy. Bandit Ranahan can't figure out how to do this. Do you think you can help him? Let's see. See if I can get over it. Bandit, here. Here. Come on. Bandit, come. Bandit. Bandit. He says, this is different with people. Oh, he goes the cheap way. Come on. Bandit. Oh, Ranahan says, I can do it. Hey, there we go. Hey, when we were practicing this morning, I wasn't even trying to get Bandit to come over, and Ranahan's just sitting there looking at me like I'm confused, and Bandit goes, it's like this, boing, and he just hops right over. Sometimes we need to be shown how to do it. Hey, you guys, here's really what I'm getting at. Psalms 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. In verse 3, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord. What does it mean to delight? Now, you guys are going to think this is corny, but I'm from the UP, okay? And everything's duh up in the UP, okay? So it's like delight, right? No, it's delight. Delight yourself in the Lord. Ranahan, come here. Come on, figure it out. Says, I'll cheat. Here it is. You know what? When he does something good and I love on him, boy, I tell you, this dog is totally happy with that. Come here. You guys, you understand this? Do you understand that when you obey God and God shows you his love for you, you are totally, man, this is awesome, God. And your total delight, your happiness, your joy, everything is in God. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord and do good. Commit your way to the Lord. All right? So trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. And so, you guys, as we finish up today, here's my questions. How do you determine value? How do you determine value? What were you created for? What's your purpose? What were you created for? And then the last one is, are you willing to trust God? Are you willing to trust God? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your creation. We thank you for rain and change of plans. But Lord, we thank you that you have everything in control and everything is according to your purpose. And so, Lord, I thank you for using these animals, and we ask that you will be glorified. Help us today, Lord, to determine value by the way you do. Help us to seek you to understand what we were created for. And Lord, help us to walk by faith as we trust you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.